blocks from the White House, but far removed from the peaceful transfer of power, anti-Trump protests turned violent today. More than 200 people were arrested. Six police officers were wounded. Here's Errol Barnett.
Vandalism aimed at downtown businesses prompted riot police to descend on these unruly protesters. One demonstrator threw a flashbang grenade back at police. It exploded in an officer's face, leaving him with minor injuries.
Thousands of protesters also descended on Washington, D.C. Most were peaceful, but some got violent. As of this evening, 217 people have been arrested, accused of rioting during inauguration protests, and six officers have minor injuries, according to the Washington, D.C. police chief.
A limousine set on fire as demonstrators wreaked havoc in Washington. Police had to push back the protesters so firefighters could get to the flames. A group of people carrying anarchy flags pushed over trash cans and destroyed storefront windows as they swarmed through the streets. Police fought back with pepper spray and tear gas.
Burning cars and smashed windows. A small group of protesters dressed in black, their faces covered, armed with hammers and bricks. Facing off with thousands of officers on site, many in riot gear, confronting them with flashbang grenades and pepper spray.
All of a sudden, the police officers started to spray pepper spray, and they got our audio technician.
They're coming.
They're gonna see us running because they're going to throw more flashbangs.
Not everyone gathered here in Washington today came to celebrate President Trump's inauguration. Protesters lined part of the parade route, and in some parts of the Capitol, there were confrontations with police. And tomorrow here in Washington, a women's march and demonstrations planned across this country. ABC's David Curley witnessed the protests firsthand.
The anger reaching a boiling point in the nation's capital after President Trump took the oath of office. Police in riot gear facing off against the protesters just six blocks from the inaugural parade. Unleashing pepper spray, concussion grenades, all to disperse the crowd.
They've been using pepper spray out of canisters. So you have the bulk of the protesters right here, and here's the police line right at 13th.
Trash cans, and then three vehicles set on fire.
Two vehicles have been ignited. The fire folks have just moved in.
Many of the protesters cloaked in black with their faces covered.
The protesters had filled the street with several trash cans, and now police and fire are trying to move them out of the way.
Earlier in the day, self-proclaimed anarchists smashed Washington storefronts with hammers,